recently, a woman of great faith. She shared with me that one time on a missionary trip to Mexico, she was approached. They'd gone into a particular village, a poor village, trying to assist the people, to serve them. And on one of the days, a woman comes up to her in desperation, and she's frantic, and she's speaking rapidly in Spanish. And the woman says to me, she said, "Father, I don't know any Spanish. I didn't know any Spanish going into this trip." And that woman who approached me, she knew no English. So she said in that moment, I could tell she was greatly in need. And so I just said quickly in my heart, I said, "Heavenly Father, You are the author of every language. Give me an understanding of Spanish so that I can help this woman." She said, "Father," instantaneously, I understood every word that came out of her mouth. We go running to her home to save one of her family members. That woman said to me, she said, "Father, God will give you the grace to walk on water." She said, "If that is necessary for your mission, when the day and the time comes, all you need to do is ask that of Him. Lord, allow me to walk on this water." And I remember when I heard her say this about Mexico, I go, "Gosh, I wouldn't have prayed that." Right? I wouldn't have said, "Heavenly Father, allow me to understand Spanish." Why wouldn't I have asked our Father of that? You know, all of you who are parents, if your child, one of your children, didn't have a bicycle, and they said, "Mom, Dad, for Christmas this year, do you think I could get a bike?" You would do everything you possibly could to get your child a bicycle. Now, what if they came to you and said, "Mom, Dad, I'd like a bike, and, you know, if possible, could you have pegs on the back wheels so that I can give my friends rides? Would you give me a bike with a banana seat? You know, I'd really like a black bicycle. You know, I want one with those cool handlebars." You would try to do exactly what your child asks. Why don't we speak that way to our Father in heaven? You know, it's like we limit ourselves with our prayers. One time I was in Ireland with a priest. He'd been ordained for 7 years. And I was newly ordained. And we're driving one time late at night, and it's raining out. You know, everything's overcast. We're getting in late, so we probably missed our reservation. And he said, "Hey, I've got to pay attention to the road. Why don't you lead us in prayer?" And I said, "Okay, that sounds good. And, you know, Heavenly Father, please help us to get there safely. And, you know, if we could just get a roof over our head tonight, you know, that'd be great." He looks at me and says, "That's the way you pray?" He said, "That was the lamest prayer I've ever heard." I said, "Well, what would you say?" He said, "In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, take this rain away so that we can drive safely. Let us find not only a bed and breakfast, but the best bed and breakfast in town. One that is on the beach so that when we wake up in the morning, our feet touch the sand when we go out the back door. And Heavenly Father, let there be big, fluffy blueberry pancakes for breakfast." And I'm looking at him, I'm like, "Are you kidding me? Right? What kind of requests are that?" Every single aspect of the prayer was fulfilled. Except in the morning, there were big fluffy pancakes with blueberry syrup, not blueberry pancakes. But everything, and I thought, "Gosh, why don't I pray like that?" Our Lord says, "If you remain in me, ask of me anything and I will give it to you." My brothers and sisters, I think we don't ask because our relationship with our Lord is not yet intimate enough that we trust that He's going to give us what we ask. Or we think, "Gosh, you know, I'm not that close with our Lord. You know, can I really ask for something great from Him?" When we stand before God one day, you know, for years, when I was growing up, I always thought that when we stand before God, there's going to be a scale, right? And the good's going to go on one side and the bad on the other. And we're just going to be waiting there like, "Oh, please, you know, let me have done more good than bad." There's no scale. There's one thing necessary. That Jesus Christ lives in us. If He is in us, heaven is ours. But our place in heaven is determined by how deep is that relationship that we have with our Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, do you know Him? You wouldn't be here unless you had faith, so you believe in Him. But do you have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ? Can you say, "Yeah, He's my best friend. He's the confidant of my soul. Father, yeah, I talked to him all day long. I knew when I heard the woman say she prayed to know Spanish that there was something lacking in my relationship with Christ because I can't yet pray that way. But he wants to bring every single one of us to the point where we can pray that way. Because we're so close to him, we trust that he will give us anything and everything we ask for. I was one time visiting the Carmelite Monastery up in Georgetown. And I remember I was sharing with one of the sisters there about a family that I knew that was having marital struggles. And you know, I think the husband had talked to me. I hadn't yet heard the wife's story. But I was sharing all this with sister and asking for her prayers. You know, please pray that the marriage survives. And she said, Father, I got to tell you, that's one of the things about being a bride of Christ. Whenever there's a problem in our relationship, I always know whose fault it is. My spouse is perfect. My brothers and sisters, is there any problem in your relationship with Jesus Christ? If there is, it's not coming from him. And he wants to remove whatever that obstacle is from your life. Whether it's healing a past wound, whether it's helping you to forgive someone, whether it's enabling you to get to the sacrament of confession because it's been a while and there's some things that need to be said. I close with this. So Our Lady's right here before me. My brothers and sisters, if there are any issues in your relationship with our Lord, there's no better place to go than Our Lady. When our Lord was hanging on the cross, he looks down to the disciple who's closest to him, his beloved disciple, John. And you can imagine John, he's looking at the man that he believes is the Savior of the world and he's dying. All of his attention would be on Christ. And our Lord in that moment says, look at Mary. Behold your mother. John in that moment was probably like, Lord, what are you talking about? Why wouldn't I keep myself fixed on you? Our Lord would never have said that except that John's relationship with him would grow and deepen and increase by turning to Our Lady. Let's ask our Blessed Mother, especially in this first Sunday of the month of May, as we crown her and honor her, that we would come to know her Son like never before by deepening our relationship with her. And my brothers and sisters, it starts by just asking, especially as we receive Christ today, Jesus, open my heart ever more to your mom, that she might lead me to know you like never before. She won't fail you.